It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The R&B Tour starring Usher Raymond and Chris Brown is coming to Northwest Stadium on July 10th and 11th. Tickets are on sale now, a Live Nation show. Keep listening to 105.7 The Fan for your chance to win tickets, courtesy of Live Nation.
This is WJZ-FM, Catonsville, Baltimore's sports talk at 105.7 The Fan, and always live on the free Odyssey app. From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Joe LaCroix.
Monday night in the Bronx, Aaron Judge and the Yanks sweep away the Birds.
Long at bat, got a 3-2 coming, and slug to straightaway center. Tavares galloping back, runs out of room. And it's 2-0 New York.
The call from Ben Wagner on Masson. Aaron Judge crushes one to deep right center, a two-run shot to open the scoring for the Yankees in the first inning. And from there, they'd cruise to a 12-1 victory as New York finishes off a four-game sweep of Baltimore. The O's hardly put up a fight as their losing streak hits five. And a look at the box scores over the last handful of L's shows a team that is struggling to do anything right. They've been outscored 50-15 over the last five, and the team defense has been atrocious, leading the fan base to air their grievances, something Craig Albernaz doesn't have a problem with.
I get it from the fan perspective, for sure. Like, you watch these games, and we're not leaving anything to be desired, right? But for us, it's we just have to turn the page and move on for the fans' sake, and I get it.
Baltimore's five straight losses of at least five runs is the longest such streak in franchise history. The O's will look to right the ship tonight in Miami as they open up a three-game set with the Marlins. And the fan has your pregame coverage for the opener with Baltimore baseball tonight, presented by Jerry's Home Services, beginning at 5:30. First pitch from Miami, slated for 6:40 Eastern. Your Tuesday forecast from the Bob Bell Automotive Weather Center. Partly cloudy skies and hot. Highs in the mid-80s. This Fan Flash is sponsored by Strategic Tax Resolutions. Do you have unfiled tax returns or tax debt? Act now to protect your income and assets. Call Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution at 443-367-9000 or visit strategictaxresolution.com. I'm Joe LaCroix, Raven Serps, and you're home for the most Orioles coverage. We are 105.7 The Fan.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Long at bat, had a 3-2 coming, and slugged to straightaway center. Tavares galloping back, runs out of room. And it's 2-0 New York. 1-2 coming, and a fastball line to left center field, a base hit. That will drive home Chisholm. An RBI single for Ryan McMahon, and it's 5-1. That's hooked into right field, down for a base hit, all the way to the wall. In to score, Grisham. Judge being raced to the plate. He's going to score. Bellinger sliding into third. Runner from first goes. Rutschman rolls it on the ground. Backhand pickup. Goldschmidt to Blackburn to finish the ball game. And the Orioles are going to get out of town. Next up, South Beach.
Yeah, get out of town as quickly as possible. Ben Wagner, Ben McDonald on the call of Masson Sports last night. 12-1. Okay. Orioles in the series. I mean, we're going to break down the ugly particulars. Outscored 39-10. Okay. Hit into 17 more double plays. Had a couple more misplays defensively. 0-7. Runners in scoring position. Shane Boz. And it get into the sixth. And he had the overturn on the ball that got past Adley. I'll give Boz credit because he made a hell of a play to get there and tag the runner at the plate. But he was safe, as replay showed. No one get in here. You know, Boz has been an interesting guy because he's gotten into the fifth inning, through fifth inning, pretty much all of his starts. But that's like what your fourth starter does. That's not ace level stuff. And he's got ace level repertoire. But he doesn't get a ton of Ks. Yankees have had his number. Aaron Judge in particular has worn him out in his career. And I'm not blaming Shane Boz, by the way, for the Orioles losing five in a row. But five walks, this is a bigger problem for Baltimore, Nolan. The fact that they're starting pitchers constantly pitching behind in counts. And they rack up the walk totals. And they're never, ever in comfortable situations. So, Nolan, I know you want to vent, and we're going to allow you to vent because, you know, you're part of the show. I'm not going to vent. I mean, I'm pissed off like everybody else, and I use my word. You said frustrating. Mm-hmm. I said annoying. He said aggravating. I was annoyed watching the game last night. You were aggravated.
We're changing it up today.
Yeah, frustrating's like, I mean, I can't get my cable to work. I'm frustrated.
All right. 12-1 is not frustrating.
No, that's like, oh, my God. I mean, are we even trying today? And the bullpen, Lee Trevino, or whatever the hell his name was, he comes in and gets teed off on like he's at the Masters, golf pun, and it didn't work well. But it's just this, it's a team that's injured. They got bad Westberg news last night. It's a team that's injured. I don't want to say they're uninspired. I can't question whether or not they're playing hard for Craig Albernez. But you can see him when he's sitting in that dugout. You can see him kind of side-eyeing. Like, really? Like, is this really? Mm-hmm. Or is this where, what? What the hell is this all about? You got 7,000 coaches now. It's not just, you know, Earl Weaver, George Bamberger, George Stoller, Jim Fry, Billy Hunter, and your bullpen coach. You got like 17 different dudes wearing uniforms. Where are the fundamentals? Where's the baseball IQ? All right, if you're just playing bad, that's one thing. I'm in a slump. They had back-to-back. Max Fried did not have his best stuff.
Nope.
Cam Schlittler did not have his best stuff. And they walk away both games losing by a combined score of 23-4. Now, the bullpen had a lot to do with it. Sure, well, they got pear-shaped in regards to the final score. But where's the offense? And I'll give them credit for Sunday for hanging around with that lineup that they threw out there. But last night, come on, man. Adley 1-for-17 in New York. Jeremiah Jackson. Hey, you want a double play? I'll give you a double play. Blaze Alexander hits into a double play. Tavares makes the throw that the Gunner couldn't scoop. And then they get the extra base with Aaron Judge. Beavers, the balls bounce around in the corner like it's a ping pong ball in right field.
Yep.
It's just it's a confluence of problems for them. They've lost five in a row, all of them by five runs or more. You heard during Joe LaCour's update. Worst stretch in team history. Going back to 1954. And they've had worse teams than this one. Well, hopefully this one. But you get the point. This is bad. And I said it yesterday, and I was saying it, Nolan, at the end of last week. They haven't been getting blown out. Now they're starting to get puffy pantsed on a nightly basis. Used to got them in the second game of that doubleheader. And the Yankees really handed it to him. New York's good. Aaron Judge is next. I don't know. But this dude's like, he'll go through these stretches where he goes 1-for-40 and strikes out 37 times, but he doesn't do it against the Orioles. His career numbers are the Orioles or slow pitch softball. So he's like a different level problem to have. But McMahon at third base looking like Brooks Robinson.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? So, Nolan, the floor is yours.
New word.
Yes.
Is embarrassing.
Oh, there we go.
The only other way.
I like that one, Nolan.
To describe it. And it has to be. If they lost in that fashion against anybody, it'd be embarrassing, right? To not even put up a fight. But then to know the entire time it's the Yankees, and that if you want to win this division, they're the team that you're gonna have to get through. All right, maybe things turn around, the Orioles end up as a wild card. We've been down that road before. You know, that's an early exit waiting to happen. So is a 9-game deficit insurmountable with this game and this many games left to play? Absolutely not. But the feeling might as well be insurmountable because of what we just witnessed these past 4 days. You didn't even lead for a half inning. You didn't even take the lead for 1 second. That's it. Yeah. Negative 29 run differential. We're talking historic level stuff here, which is why I will question effort without being there, without seeing with the work that's being put in. I read it from all the beat writers. You hear it from Albernaz, you hear it from the players. We're working hard, right? It's not from a lack of effort. Guys are putting in extra time before the games. Where's it showing up? I don't see it. And I'll question effort, or maybe mental focus would be the better word. Hey, Adley, first inning. You talked about Baez getting lit up by Judge in the past. Well, he struck him out. That at-bat should have been over. No home run. All right, maybe the Yankees go on to win 10-1 instead of 12-1. All right, I'm not saying that's the reason for the loss.
Gotcha.
But you know the strike zone better than anybody. You saw that thing. That was a strike all day long. Where's the head tap?
Yep.
Where's the challenge?
No doubt.
And maybe that's helps Baez get off, because he did kind of settle in for the next couple innings after that. Maybe he has a different mental approach. You know, Gunnar Henderson, not often we beat up on him. Bobbling the ball, letting it get in the outfield. Runner takes an extra base on it. Where's the mental focus? I'm sure you're taking grounders all day before the game. Then the lights get bright. It actually matters. And you look like the guy in the infomercial falling on the hood of the car. Enough is enough. Where is the mental focus? It's nowhere to be found.
I mean, the term you use is they look like the Bad News Bears.
Yeah.
If you remember the movie, the Bad News Bears actually made it to the championship game. They got better. Because right now, the Orioles don't have a Kelly Leak. And they don't have a Buttermaker slamming beers and yelling at people in the dugout. They're a bad baseball team right now. They're 6-13 since the game against Arizona, where they came from 7-1 down to win that game. Put them at 9-7. And Trevor Rogers was on the hill the next night. And they were winning that game 2-0. Then he gives up the home run to the Vargas, who I think was player of the month in the National League in Arizona. And then it's been all downhill since. Competitive games, they've been in there. Hey, they did take 2 out of 3 from Houston, 2 out of 3 from Kansas City, et cetera, et cetera. But in the American League East?
1-6.
Nah, not good enough. Some of us take this personally. Not taking it personally yet, because I don't play for the team. But as a fan, I don't bask in their misery, is my point. I want them to do well, because it's good for me as a fan. It's good for Nolan as a fan. It's good for us as a station, because if they suck for an extended period of time, people check out.
Mm-hmm.
So we need them to be competitive. The only thing right now that I'll hang my hat on is everybody else in the American League outside of New York and Tampa is kind of Baltimore. Injury issues, inconsistencies. I mean, the A's, are we really buying this? I mean, they play in a different division, but how many wild cards are coming out of that? But you got to get healthy, and your stars have to start playing like stars. And we're now we're still first week of May, but we're in the third calendar month of the season. They started in March. Then through April, now in the first week of May. They ended April on a down note, and May has been extremely ugly for them. And Jordan Westberg shut down, pain in the elbow, throwing program, which he started to accelerate. Just get the surgery, get it over with.
You said that months ago.
I said it. Yep. Said it with Bradish 2 years ago. UCL plus PRP equals Tommy John surgery. Just get her done. Good news. Jackson Holliday's going to take batting practice with Chesapeake today. And if all goes well there, he'll start his rehab this weekend for the Bay Sox. But other than that, everything's great.
It's something. And by the way, with Westberg being the position player, right, the lesser recovery time than a pitcher, you get it done now. It's guaranteed he's ready by opening day next year.
Yeah. What are you waiting for? Just do it. And because Bryce Harper had the same thing a couple years ago in Philly when he was still a right fielder, he recovered quickly. For Westberg, it's not the same. So just get the surgery. We'll see in 2026 or 27.
And even if he did come back this year, you would handcuff your lineup and roster construction because he'd have to exclusively DH.
Right.
So, all right, unless he's going to come back and hit like, you know, Barry Bonds, then it's almost a net negative.
Nah, I would just write this one off. This is a company expense. And come back spring training in 2027, the best you can be. Well, the Orioles get clobbered. They get embarrassed in New York over four games. They go to Miami, taking on the Marlins, who've been, you know, kind of struggling a little bit. They just lost their last series to the Phillies 3 out of 4, but they did take 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers prior to that. And Sandy Alcantara's on the mound. Former Cy Young Award winner is having a really good year as he's a couple years removed now from Tommy John surgery. Chris Bassett, who has shown a pulse as of late. He's on the hill for the Orioles. But the problem with Baltimore outside of now the bullpen starting to get teed off on, your closer's out for an extended period of time. They haven't had a close situation in like a week, so we don't even know what that's going to be like. But the offense is kind of taking a hike on them. They hit the 2 grand slams opener on Thursday. Run production has been scarce since then, so we can get into that and more. Ravens wrap up the rookie mini camp. We'll revisit Jesse Minter and the rookies who spoke with the media this past weekend. We're maybe a week away from the schedule release. Who knows? We're 2 weeks away from OTAs.
Yeah, they were talking when I was reading the other day. They were talking possibly now the week of the 18th, the next week from the week of the 13th. Now I think it's possibly the next week.
Yeah, so the NFL, we're charging towards the next phase of the offseason. We get into that and more. Look at the Ravens depth chart post-draft. And with these undrafted rookies, we're going to have to unearth a guy. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a dude because it happens every year for Baltimore. You got the NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs, and a lot of other things in between. But the Orioles, right now, Nolan said embarrassing. And they should be embarrassed by what happened in the Bronx this past 4 days.
Bad Morning Show, Vinny and Haney, Inside Access, live on YouTube weekdays 6 till 6. Search Baltimore 105.7 The Fan. Subscribe for daily shorts right to your phone and never miss what you missed. The Fan.
Hey everybody, it's your buddy Bob Haney here. Are you seeing the prices at grocery stores lately? It feels like the numbers just keep going up. But listen, I don't sweat it because I use Upside. With the Upside app, I get cash back whenever I shop at giant locations, and you can too. It's easy. Simply download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now and start earning cash for buying the groceries you're already buying. And if you thought it couldn't get any better, my limited time promo code CHARM15 gets you an extra $10 bonus on your first purchase. You know what's wild? Family of four is spending $1,200 a month on groceries right now. I saw that number and thought there's got to be a smarter way to do this, and I found it. It's called Upside. Don't wait. Download the free Upside app now. Use my promo code CHARM15 to redeem your $10 bonus at any giant location. That's promo code CHARM15. Join the real people earning money just for buying groceries. Plus, you can cash out anytime to your bank account or an e-gift card or for Amazon and other brands. What are you waiting for? Do it now. Download the free Upside app using my limited time promo code CHARM15 for a $10 bonus on your first purchase at any giant location. Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Turn it up Tuesday, crank it to 12, pick a song, we'll play it loud. I need to be Jimmy or Priest or Maiden. Be it whatever you want. Just want it loud. Send a request, pause for text line at 410-583-1057. Orioles lose to the Yankees. 12-1. Get clobbered 39-10. They were outscored during the series. Two more double plays granted into 0-for-7 runners in scoring position. Aaron Judge just don't stop. He just keeps bashing baseballs. They do as a team. Cody Bellinger all of a sudden is looking like Lou DiMaggio or Joe DiMaggio. Lou DiMaggio is a Sopranos reference. You're going to have to Google that one. But anyway, Bellinger's on fire. Schlittler wasn't even at his ace stuff, and he got the win. He was throwing 101 miles an hour. That dude was dealing yesterday. And then on Friday or Saturday or Sunday, Freed, he was laboring. He was ripe for the pickings. Orioles couldn't get it done because their offense is inconsistent. They're a bad team. They're 15-20. They've been blown out 5 straight games. They go to Miami, take it on the Marlins, who have their best pitcher on the mound tonight, and Alcantara. And we'll see what Chris Bassitt can do to keep the Orioles in the game. And it's a reunion with Connor Norby, the first baseman now for Miami, and for Kyle Stowers, who's fresh off the IL there. Let's get out to the phones. Go to Tim in Hampstead. Tim, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Bob?
What's up?
Bob, I'm not Bob from Parkville, but I go back to 66 with the Orioles.
Gotcha.
And fundamentals are just gone. There are no fundamentals with the Orioles. You know, anybody says the Orioles way now presently, forget it. That's bad news bears. It kills me every night when I sit and watch the games, and you have a lineup that fears that strikes the fear in no one's heart. No one's batting over 215. I have a third baseman playing in the shortstop hole, and nobody's thinking, hey, you know what? We need a base runner. Let's lay a bunt down. Because you hear, oh, these guys don't know how to bunt. They've never bunted. It drives you crazy.
Well, I think fundamentals in baseball throughout the league have been lacking. And Mike Bordick, our colleague here on BBT, Oriole Hall of Famer, who is about as fundamentally sound as a baseball player you'll ever see, he watches these games and he loses his mind. And Ryan Ripken, whose grandfather kind of started the Oriole way, Cal Sr., I mean, he watches it. It's for whatever reason, is it travel ball? Is it just looking for all of these analytic stats that overshadow just the basic parts of the game? Who knows? But the Orioles right now, their fundamental flaws started to arise in the second half of 24. We saw it all last year, and we're obviously seeing it this year. They're the worst defensive team in baseball.
Hit it on the head when you mentioned the 30 coaches that are on the bench. I mean, it looks like the subway down there with everybody on the bench, you know, talking and with their little iPads and phones and everything. And they've got a coach for, like, everybody and their mother. Well, if we can see what's going on at home and in your local tavern, you mean these clowns can't pick up that, you know, somebody's either dipping a shoulder or lunging or, I mean, come on, wake up and smell the coffee. These guys are just bad, and there's no other way around it.
All right, Tim, appreciate the call. And the coaches are, what, like 25 years old? They look like players standing over there next to Craig Albernez, who's not an aged guy himself. Let's get back to the phones. Derek in East Baltimore. Derek, what's up?
Morning, Bob. Good morning, Vance.
Morning.
How you guys doing, man?
All right. All things considered.
Cool. Yeah, so, this Orioles team suck. So here's my thing with this team, Bob. Like, you know, we went through this exact same thing last year. And we may be an argument made that this team is playing worse than the beginning of last year, right? And, you know, we fired the manager, you know, nothing changed. You didn't bring back the interim manager. You bring Albanez, nothing has changed. So, what's the common denominator in all of this? Mike Elias, right? And so I'm convinced more than ever now that I don't think it's a personnel issue or anything like that. I just think it's a philosophy issue, right? It's a teaching issue, right? That's what I believe what's going on now. And so here's my thing, because if this team, God forbid, if this team continues to play like this, going into the All-Star break and the trade deadline, first and foremost, Mike Elias shouldn't even make it that far if that happens. He should be gone. Just like they fired Brandon High last year, early like how they did.
Preakness Saturday.
Mike Elias.
He got whacked on Preakness.
Exactly. If we need to do the same thing. I'm like, he shouldn't even make it. If this team is playing like this, that far into the season, he has to go. And to me, Ball, and I know it may be an unpopular opinion, right? But, man, everybody must go. Because here's my thing, man. Especially with Adley, with the young so-called leaders and stars of this team, with Adley and what's my guy?
Gunner.
I'm sorry, but Gunner, all these young guys, right? Where is the heart? These guys have yet to show me. There is no heart with this team. There's no toughness with this team. Like, it's just, they're just out there, man. It's like freaking zombie land with these guys, right? And so the way that I look at this is, if this team continues to play like this, this way, all the way up into that point of the season, everybody must go. And so, you got to start over clean again.
So you're cleaning right? house. All right, Derek,
clean house.
Appreciate the call, man. All right, let's throw this out at you. Adley Rutschman's a free agent after next year. If you're going to clean house, which I don't think they will.
No.
It'd be better to sell high with him this summer.
No doubt.
Because we saw this back in 2017 with Manny Machado, where they could have sold high then, but they tried to go all in the second half of that season, didn't end well. And then in 2018, they were one of the worst teams in the history of baseball. The record will tell whether or not they're going to clean house. How much healthier do you get, Nolan? Trevor Rogers is going to come back. He had the flu. Kramer's expected back maybe within a couple of weeks. Eplin's bye-bye. Westberg, bye-bye. Holiday, soon. Helsley, who knows? Elbow inflammation, no idea when his throwing program resumes, if he even has one, coming up. But how much better does Colton Cowser get? I mean, Dylan Beavers looked okay tracking flies yesterday. He misplayed that ball in the corner there.
Which he's done a number of times.
But, you know, that was a problem that they had. That's an Elias problem because, you know, it was a weakness by all scouts coming out of spring training. How much better do they get to the point where you say, well, you know what, we could stabilize, maybe sneak into the wild card? I don't know. It's an extremely flawed team right now.
Yeah, and I know we got Ryan Ripken coming up here, so I want to continue the Elias thing on the other side because I'm sure we're going to have some more callers here on the subject. I mean, he's under the microscope again. But the short of it is I don't know what, like, firing, what does it firing him do? Like, today, you know, if we get another couple months in, like Derek said, and you're staring down the trade deadline, that would be a point where, okay, I would consider actually getting him out of there because what's his motivation going into the trade deadline? He's going to still be operating from a how do I save my job standpoint. He would be less inclined to probably tear things down to the studs. Now, question is, if you fire him, who comes in and starts making those moves? If that's not also a guy that you view as a long-term piece, then things can get a little messy. But you're absolutely right. Like, full-on disaster scenario, we can't have a repeat of how things unwinded in the previous regime.
Yeah, and how long did they suck during
right,
that
they time left the cupboard bare.
No doubt about it. We'll come back, talk to Ryan Ripken about the Orioles. On the Major League roster right now, they've lost five in a row, all of them by five runs or more. They got destroyed in New York, the Bronx. Yankees showed right now who's boss, at least between them and Baltimore. 2 years ago, the Orioles were almost cussed. The Orioles were slapping them around.
Yep.
And now it's the other way around.
If you missed today's Big Bad Morning Show, have segments, hours, or full show delivered daily to your phone. Subscribe to the podcast and listen anytime on the free Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. The Big Bad Morning Show, live on the Fan's YouTube channel, tomorrow 6 till 10, 105.7 The Fan.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
If you're thinking about it,
every day,
we're talking about it.
That's what I'm talking about.
105.7 The Fan.
From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Joe LaCroix.
The O's losing streak hit five last night after another dismal showing against the Yankees. New York laid the wood to the Birds again, winning 12-1, completing a four-game sweep where Baltimore was outscored 39-10 and never led for a single pitch. It's still early, and the O's benefit from a down American League, but their current losing streak feels like one that could sink a season fast. Here's skipper Craig Albernaz on the message to the team after a string of deflating losses.
Every day you show up is day one. And that mindset's still there. Everyone is still having conversations, even in the ninth inning, even though we're down 10. Everyone's still engaged in the game, like working at bats, you know. And then for us, like, we just have to bring that same mindset just from pitch one.
In their storied history, there's only two other instances where the O's didn't hold a single lead in a four-game series: September of 1960 and April of 1988. Tonight, the O's open up a three-game set with the Marlins down in Miami, and the Fan is your pregame coverage with Baltimore Baseball Tonight, presented by Jerry's Home Services, beginning at 5:30. First pitch from South Beach, slated for 6:40 Eastern. Your Tuesday forecast from the Bob Bell Automotive Weather Center: partly cloudy skies and hot, highs in the mid-80s. I'm Joe LaCroix, Ravens Surfs, and you're home for the most Orioles coverage. We are 105.7 The Fan.
Ryan Ripken's commentary is sponsored by the Maryland Lottery. Play fast play home run riches from the Maryland Lottery. You could win instantly or enter to win cash for Orioles home runs as a contestant of the game. Please play responsibly.
I want to know where my scratch-offs are, Maryland Lottery. I've invested a lot of money into your product. Let's start reciprocating here just a little bit. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the line. Orioles get swept in New York. It was ugly. The entirety of said series. Let's get right to it. Our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, we rip it with him every Thursday or Friday here on The Fan. He's Ryan Ripken. Ryan, what's up?
Hey, Bob. You enjoy your weekend? Enjoy the series?
Well, Saturday was cool because I got crustaceans and, you know, bet on the Derby, lost. And there were a couple of fights I was cool with. Sunday, they were actually competing for about six, seven innings. Last night, they got puffy pants. And it is what it is. But what about you? Five straight games, they've lost by five runs or more. They got outscored 39-10. By New York. How have things gotten so pear-shaped, Ryan, where 2 years ago the Orioles were going up there winning 19-5, taking three out of four, and now it looks like it's they're two different teams, don't even belong on the same field together?
Yeah, well, the other part with the five-game losing streak and losing by five or more runs, they haven't had a lead at any point over the last five games. You know, so it's hard to win when you can't play with a lead. I mean, there's no sugarcoating. It's an obvious statement to say it was an awful series. It's an obvious statement to say there were so many things that need to be cleaned up. And while you just played the best team in the American League, and the Yankees are, and they're a very good team, you can see why. They have great pitching, and they got a very good lineup. But the part here that was, I guess, more frustrating, and I understand with fans, and even as I'm watching this, is that you really didn't give yourself a chance. That's really been the Orioles' thing here, is they're not giving themselves a legitimate chance over this losing streak, because there's been more than one or two things going on. If you're not getting off to the fast start, which they haven't, you're playing from behind. If you're not fundamentally then making plays that are both mistakes that are actually in the box score to then plays that you could make to help your pitching staff defensively, it costs you. And then when you play better teams like the Yankees, they will expose you and they will embarrass you. And in this case, that's what happened. There was two games where the Orioles were fighting, scratching, and clawing. I mean, heck, it was a 3-1 game last night, and then the wheels fell off again, kind of similar to what happened on Sunday. So, you know, it is one stretch. The American League is struggling as a whole, but for this team, the more concerning part here is you have to consistently start to fix some of these problems. And you're going to have to move past it. I think that's the hardest thing is, can you move past these failures? Because the outside noise, sadly, is only going to get louder, and you got to be able to right the ship and keep moving.
Now, with Shane Boz last night, and his K rate's down, walk rate's up. He's 2 years removed, Ryan, from Tommy John surgery, and the Orioles did invest an extension in him. And he still throws hard, but him and Bradish come into the equation. Why do the Orioles, basically as a rotation, struggle to command things and get themselves ahead in counts where they're at the advantage instead of always being at a disadvantage?
Yeah, I mean, the walks is more surprising for me for a lot of different reasons. I mean, and, you know, Boz, for the most part this year, has had that trouble. Kyle Bradish has had that trouble for different reasons. I think all of them as a whole, too, Bob, have had trouble putting hitters away with two strikes. So that also goes into giving up walks and being out of sync. But, you know, the other part I'll say yesterday, and it's a different, you know, it's only because it's allowed now. I'll tell you what doesn't help is when you have Aaron Judge on what looks like strike three, and I know it's early, it gets called a ball, no challenge. You know what happens then a few pitches later? Aaron Judge goes big ball, and it's a 2-0 lead for the Yankees. That doesn't help. You know, so that's a microcosm of a situation there, but another part of this is that the pitchers in my mind, I can't tell, Bob, if they're trying to be too perfect with their spots and what they're doing, that they're not being as effective elsewhere. You know, so that's kind of how I look at it. And another thing I'll say is I'd love to see them pitch off of their fastball more and then be able to work in your off-speed pitches. It just doesn't seem like all that's come together properly with me watching. The only thing I'll say with the pitching staff as well, and it's just everything goes hand in hand, but when you get off to such slow starts as an offense, your pitching staff feels like they got to be that much better, and vice versa, right? So it's something for the team, I think, that they both have to kind of address, and I wish I had the right answer. But the reality is, you know, this Orioles staff needs to attack the zone more with their fastball to set up their off-speed pitches. And then this Orioles offense needs to score some runs early to take some pressure off the pitching staff.
Ryan, is it talent or is it coaching?
It's a player's game. You know, I think, you know, they got to go out and make plays. So I want to say that, like, for me as a competitor, even when things weren't going well, it's my responsibility. I think any player and competitor in that locker room is going to say, I need to be better. And they know that their play is going to impact other people's jobs, right? Like, that's how this goes. It goes throughout all sports. Having said that, I don't know if it's really, you can say, on a coaching level. Now, decisions you make with lineups and decisions you make with how you're moving guys around the lineups and where they're playing. I think one thing I think that's just hard right now is there's really only 3 to 3.5. I know you can't have a half player, but if you look at the lineups, the Orioles haven't had consistent guys in the lineup each and every night. It's moving around, and that hurts for continuity. You know, perspective, the Yankees here on the other side, they have about 6 guys that play almost every day, you know, and that's telling. That's a continuity. That's a consistency. And then they move some other pieces around. But those 6 guys are in the lineup, you know, through better or for worse. So, and then just philosophies are a little bit different. I mean, I think the hardest thing right now is for a team, I think it's just more psychological. I don't want to say if it's going to be coaching or play, but psychologically, when things don't go well, how quickly can you bounce back? And I think that's been a question for Orioles fans and for the team over the last 2 years, right? You get punched in the mouth. You had go through tough times. How do you bounce back? This team has fight. We've seen it earlier this season. but they got to figure out how to refine themselves. And when one thing goes wrong, now let it snowball into a losing streak. So, yeah, I mean, it's a team effort, but individually, the guys got to go out and make more plays to give the team a chance.
Well, we've seen Weston Wilson pitch twice in the last couple of weeks. That's a bad thing, by the way. Ryan Ripken, our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, we rip it with him every Thursday and Friday. Ryan, appreciate the time as always, and we'll talk to you in a couple of days.
Thanks, Ryan.
All right, see you guys. Bye.
Yep. Players make plays, Vinny.
I know, but the thing about it, Bob, is when you continue, you get what you demand, you know, and they're making the same mistakes over and over.
Well, use it from a football term. Ravens offense last year. Was it Todd Monken's fault or the offensive line's fault? Players make plays.
So,
defensively,
play calling.
Zach Orr. Well, you're going to throw it. He's under the trailways on that.
No, I just think as a coach, are you teaching them? You know, because let me throw back to the Ravens, Bob. At the Ravens, we said, okay, what's the issue? All right, the O-line and pass rush. All right, so, and what was the problems this past year? O-line and pass rush.
Never addressed in the offseason.
It's exactly, and what did we say at the beginning of this year about the Orioles?
Bullpen and defense. Bullpen's actually exceeded expectations.
Yes. Defense has exceeded expectations,
reality. Yeah. It's bad, even worse than we thought they were going to be. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Coming up top of the hour, more of your phone calls. Orioles get embarrassed in New York. They got embarrassed. They got swept. They've lost five in a row. Weston Wilson's pitched twice in the last less than 2 weeks, which is not a good thing. Got the whip around 11-15, NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs rolling on. Gabe Lacks, USA Today, get his thoughts on the Orioles and why right now they might be falling into the most disappointing team in baseball category. Nah, that would be the Red Sox.
After Vinny and Haney, it's Inside Access.
The weekend in the Bronx didn't go as expected, but what did Mike Bordick think about the O's against the Yankees, and how can they get better defensively? Also, Big Ben McDonald from Madison joins us, and what's he think about the starting pitching? He'll tell us.
Next on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan. This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
After destroying the Philadelphia 76ers last night, the New York Knicks, the first team in NBA playoff history to win three straight games by 25 points or more. And it feels like the ceiling of this team has been raised, where not just winning the Eastern Conference is a possibility, but Knicks fans can now dream about winning an NBA championship. If the Knicks play with this level of intensity on offense and defense, the sky's the limit. I'm Nick Costos.
The Vinny and Haney Show, sponsored by Valor Roofing. Trust your home to Valor.
When I say I love you, you say you better.
You better, you bet. Say yesterday, if I was going to bet against the Orioles, which I would never do, or the Ravens, or the Terps, for that matter, I'm all about the home team. The Yankees would have been the lock of the night for me. I did win $9 in the NBA. Daily fantasy there. Thank you, Jalen Brunson. What's up? We'll get to that during the whip around and talk about it later in the show with the Wizard, Walt Williams, as well. But the Birds got it handed to them over the weekend plus against New York. They leave the Bronx, now go to Miami, take it on the Marlins, where they will face Sandy Alcantara, who's 3-2 with a 304. His former Cy Young Award winner, who's recovered from Tommy John surgery, looking more and more like the guy. He might not be the guy that won the Cy Young Award, but he's a dominant pitcher, 30 years old, Chris Bassitt, trying to stop the bleeding for the Orioles. And even if he gives them quality, I mean, they didn't get first three starts against New York. They didn't get started get through the fifth inning. Trey Young got sent to the minors, by the way. Trey Gibson, rather. So we'll see. But hey, Danny DeVito pitched last night. Or what was his name? Lee Trevino?
Yeah. a lot of guys. So I need to do a little background on him, because his stats, at least last year, they bounced around with a couple teams. They weren't terrible. Yeah. I mean, it passed the smell test.
Dodgers, Cardinals, I believe.
Phillies in there somewhere, yeah.
He was at Allentown.
Yeah, right. But my question
living
is...
Living here in Allentown.
Right. I'm assuming he didn't get a proper spring training. Because, you know, he wasn't with unless I'm mistaken.
Well, he opted out. He was on one of them minor league deals, and he opted out, and the Orioles signed him as a free agent to a major league deal, put him right on the roster. And, you know, Trey Gibson sent back to the minors, and I'm assuming we'll see him again at some point in time. But he was disastrous last night. Even Yunir Cano has been outstanding. Gave up the double off the wall to Caballero. And from a Yankee thing real quick, Caballero's done so well, they sent Volpe back to the minor leagues. So New York, I mean, man, it's
what a luxury to have.
It's an embarrassment of riches for the New York Yankees, who right now are, they're just, what, they want 15-16 or 16-18 or something crazy like that. But Tampa keeps cooking. And we'll get into this during the American League East report coming up later in the show. Nolan, we have time for a call. You want to wait until the top of the hour? All right, let's go to Eddie in Kansas City. Eddie, what's up?
Listen up, man. I've been looking for that dog in that cartoon, Mr. Peabody. Take me back to 1989 and watch that.
Bullwinkle.
Yeah, remember? No, it was a dog and a kid to Mr. Peabody. They always went back in the past.
Yeah, it was Mr. Peabody.
Well, the way that 89 team was constructed, they won by any means possible. And I'll be quick because I know you got other people coming up. If you go back to the offseason and all the talk shows leading up to the winter meetings, the Orioles were attached to everybody. It was because they were going to go after starting pitching. They were going to get the best guys. They were going to spend all the money. Not one, but maybe two aces. Well, now at best, our starting pitching is mediocre. It's not that great. Let's face it. I truly think that Elias thought the guys from 23 that at that point weren't hurt yet, like Westberg and, you know, and Holiday, guy that he drafted, and O'Neill, and then they brought in Ward and Alonzo. His philosophy was, they were going to bash, so they could have sustained a few errors, a few fundamentals that weren't supposed to go, you know, that weren't going to go the right way, because they were going to hit their way out of it. And it has totally blown up in his face, because they can't even hit a curveball. So the only way out of this season, to bring this season back, is if they start hitting. And I just can't see, you know, Couser can't hit a curveball. Mayo is inconsistent. O'Neill, I don't even know why they even got O'Neill. They better not re-sign him. And Ward, what's he got, one home run? So they're not bashing yet. So the only way out is to start bashing. So let's hope they start doing that. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Ed, thank you. Harkening back to the 89 Orioles. But Tyler O'Neill homered, what, game 3 against the Twins? And that was still in March, and we're now
May.
We've already had the Kentucky Derby, and he hasn't hit one since, and he's shaky defensively. All right, he'll make the sliding catch. That's nice.
One stint on the IL or two?
I think
it's just hard to keep track of.
I think it's just one. That was when he
very modest
was under the
concussion.
Weather and fell
no,
down.
The concussion. What?
But he was he passed out and bonked himself upside the head. Even though they had him in the lineup that night when they put him on the IL. Anyway, the Orioles stink. At least for now, they have plenty of time to turn it around. I'm always an optimist, man. You know me, Nolan. I'm an optimistic guy.
A better chance of being an optometrist.
Yes, right. And I can't see anyway. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls, report that 583-1057, whip around 11:15. Gabe Lax, talk about what's going on in baseball with him from USA Today. The American League in general, outside of two teams, is about as mediocre as it gets, but we're starting to see teams like Kansas City start to pick up the pace. You know why? Because Bobby Witt's starting to get hot.
Got a hot take? The Plaza Ford text line. 410-583-1057.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.